All right, Yumi, we're so glad you joined us today and you're going to share your thoughts on sponsorship. So you have the floor.
Thank you. So my name is Yumi M. I am originally from California and now Texas, Oakland, North Texas, COTA. I've been a member for, and starting the older, the longer it is, I feel like I've been wanting to take years off. Like, in the beginning, you're so super excited. You got three, you got four. Now I'm like, I think it's 17, maybe 16, But I love COTA. And I'm going to take it back a step, and you guys can decide if you want to post this if I actually go rogue. You guys know I'm very true to the 12 steps and true traditions. I don't really care what program it is. I don't really care what is going on in our lives. I feel that it's valuable for all of us. I tend to think that codependency is the main vein to all of the other 12-step programs and other addictions. There are people like myself who become codependent based on my family of origin and, not being nurtured properly. And then my character defects, that I've learned through the years to survive, then showed up in a way that wasn't working for me. And then I come to a 12-step program and start working through what it is, why it is, and get tools to change that. And I do think that some of us, as we develop these character defects, right, in life, and I think that it's the majority of the world, not the minority, we either are codependent based on low self-esteem, and then from there we may then get a true addiction to numb and work through surviving life as we knew it. Then you come to a 12 step, whichever it is, and then hopefully based on the 12 step program that, thank goodness, Bill created. So I'm going to reference a little bit of AA. And I know what we are supposed to say is within our program, but I believe AA is the one program that we can reference a little bit for, because we wouldn't have us without them. We get our program and we mirror our program based on the experience, strength, and hope of our original program, which is AA. And so I think when we come into Codependent Anonymous, we feel we're different for whatever reason than someone who maybe has the true addiction, right? Because it just really depends on how our codependency showed up to get us here. But the design of the program doesn't change whatever your ailing is. And I think that as codependents, we forget and we don't reference it in the same way as our sister programs, because, they reference it as a disease. They reference it as they're sick, and then they come to the program to get well, so to speak. And I think in Codependents Anonymous, we don't quite connect that as much, right? And depending on our codependence, we have had to learn to survive life independently most times. We have not had a lot of support in a positive way. We've not had a lot of examples of positive, healthy behaviors. And so when we come here, we're flopping around. Usually we walk in the door, we're really happy. We know that we fit. We get to the meetings, and the meetings make us feel better. And the meetings are such a part of our program. But I think we forget the true 12 steps and its direction. So the 12 steps and the 12 traditions, they're there, but they're directions. They're not, and the program, as it was designed by Bill, is for you to work with another person with your same ailing. Ours is codependence. And I think with codependence, with surviving and not trusting, we've learned over the years that we can't trust hardly anyone. Some of us have never been able to trust anyone. Some of us do get lucky enough that there's maybe one soul out there that made us feel safe. But we haven't felt safe in our lives most times, and that's why we're here. Then we get in this program that tells us and gives us great tools, and it does start feeling better, and the slogans and just understanding that we're not alone, we get some relief. And then it comes to the steps and our fear. Our fear just goes through the roof, and trusting a single individual just is, you know, something that we don't feel comfortable with, maybe the risk of it all. And I see this, I see Texas, I'm going to call out Texas as I've been here. And California was starting to go that way, if anybody knows about the 30 questions. And I wasn't really a fan of that. Although I personally cannot be a fan of something, I don't necessarily think it may not work for you, right? I do know we're all individuals and we've got to work our program and do the best that we can. And if all we can do is 30 questions or a step study, I'm all for it. But if you can get to the point where you can work one-on-one, that's how the program is designed. And the 12 steps are designed with the 12 steps of carrying the message. Like we have got to understand that as we get the recovery, as we get joy, as we get our spiritual awakening, in this program, we're obligated to share it. We're obligated to give it away if we're working the program correctly. So as I get this, I need to give it away. And as I give it away, that's when I get the most healing, because it's a two-way street and I get deeper and deeper in my own stuff as I work with somebody else and their stuff. And I have to stretch myself. I have to make mistakes. I've had a sponsor fire me. I've had multiple. And in each of those, I've grown so much. And like one sponsee that fired me, I think we were doing pretty well. It didn't work out. We still have a friendship. The person would still call me for advice. I would call them for advice. So it doesn't, just because it doesn't work, you know, as you try to find a sponsor, I give that example because it's not a quick, easy accomplishment. You know, you got to work up to asking. Then someone can say no. Then you can actually, you know, get into it and then be told you're not working for them. And although that it sounds a bit overwhelming and maybe devastating to some degree, right? But the growth, if I'm able to allow and go through that process and understand why did they fire me, or, you know, and it could be my shit, it could be their shit, it could be both of our shits. But the key for me is that I stay, I look at myself and I grow and I work through my higher power with my individual sponsee. And I'm not against like John opening up a Zoom meeting, or when we have small groups and we do it in groups. I think there's value in that. I've actually tried to get in one time. It just didn't work for my days. And I had already done the steps. So I don't think it's a bad thing to work as a group or to work the steps multiple times. Okay. I think that's actually the way it's supposed to work, right? It's a lifetime of working the program. It's not, I don't know that anybody that's graduated, okay? Anybody. I know people who have been here 35 years in CODA overall. They have not graduated. Are they wiser and experienced and give us great value? Yes, but they haven't graduated. So John's concept of sharing and working together is fine. I just feel like we need to remember that when we're working in groups, we still need to encourage, and we need to make sure that those people in that group, when they're done, right, that they're going to be willing to take what they've learned after they do the 12 steps and go out there and sponsor, go out there and grow, go out there and take the risk, just like we are in life, just like we are in our personal, you know, friendship relationships, intimate relationships. When we go and get a job, all those things are risk, and we have bumps along the road. It's the same thing with sponsorship, but you will get, I believe, and I believe because that's the way it works, the program, that if you get down to that one individual intimate relationship that will cause you great joy and tears, that you will get the most spiritual awakening. And I'm going to also, I'm going to read, this is from Al-Anon, which I know I'm not supposed to be bringing up necessarily either, but it's, I believe it's the closest to AA, and it had a piece here, and I just wanted to read it because I thought it was, I like the way that in our other 12-step sister programs like AA, if you haven't been to an AA meeting, you go to an AA meeting, you know, someone's in your face. Like, you need a sponsor, I'll be your sponsor. We don't really work that way. And I don't know that we have to work exactly that way, but I think we have to start creating the mentality that that's why we're here. Once we get some spiritual awakening, we should understand that the way that the program works, as you get it, you give it back. And so it says here, sponsorship is one of the chief resources to use to help us to cope with the recovery from the effects of our, I'm going to change this a little, from our character defects. A sponsor is someone whom we have shared about ourselves and our circumstances in detail. Most of us choose a sponsor who has been involved with 12 steps and codependence and for some time. Someone who is familiar enough with the program to help us learn to apply it to our own lives. Although most principles and techniques involve simple, easy to grasp ideas, slogans, or actions, knowing when and how to put them to work in our lives can be very confusing, and sponsors can help. So between meetings, we can call our sponsor when we have a difficult situation. We can use them to achieve goals, or if we just want to talk. It's wonderful to have someone to turn to who really knows your story, someone who has made a commitment to be there to listen and to share with us, someone who has offered different perspective to our situation, someone who respects our privacy and will keep what we so absolutely need, confidentiality. A sponsor is a friend, a confidant, who has experienced character defects and deaths that have devastating effects in their lives. So just in some of this, you know, so I love how, you know, the sponsorship kind of sounds scary, like you're supposed to be the boss, you're supposed to be fixed, right? You're not. It's just two people being friends through the program and using the tools. And I feel like, sure, like I said, John's gonna there's gonna be great growth in a meeting of 12 people, but there's no way that me and Wendy would be able to really get to know each other at the deepest level, you know, like if we were talking once a week. And also, I believe that if my sponsors have been valuable in helping me because they know my story, right? And one of the things about 12 steps, when we first get there as newcomers, it's all about the story. But we learn very quickly that we need to be less about the story and about the solution. So if I, you know, as me and Wendy are connecting, I'm using you as an example, Wendy. As me and Wendy are connecting, I get to know it. So when she has another incident that comes up similar, she actually has the tools to then say to me, well, you know, Yumi, remember when this happened again? And this is how you handled this? You know, she can help. She gets to know how I use my character defects. So in a sponsorship, it gets closer. So your direction and things are, I think, more valuable. The other thing is that me and Wendy maybe in our life have never had somebody that was a confidant. And we get to now experience that and build trust. And it's so beautiful because some of us have had so little of it. So I do believe that the fear of the individual sponsorship in this program is part of our disease. And when we come in, we talk about being in our own head and being in our own head. And that's a scary place to be, because depending on, I think when you do group ones, depending on where people are, right? Because John's not going to kick anyone out. He's not going to give anyone any requirements for the most part, right? He's going to just let everyone come. But you don't know how, what level of recovery, so you don't know what you're getting in direction. And so when you get to pick your sponsor, you get to pick more about what you're looking for, more about what you want to fix, or more of, you know, this last sponsor that I just picked. I tell everyone I have a dysfunctional relationship with my higher power. So I picked somebody so spiritual. Now, we've only been working together a little bit, and I'm going, oh, God, you know, it's hard for me because the spirituality part is my heart. So sometimes I'm having to force myself, but I'm being open. And we start our prayer before we work together, like to our prayer asks our higher power to forget everything that we know or think we know, right? Especially someone like me, 17 years, I've done this. I've done this in, you know, this 12 step. And you guys know I'm a triple winner, you know? So it's like, hey, I know everything. Well, no, I don't. And working with someone else can be very humbling. And so I think that part of our disease is trying to be strong alone. And that's not where we can get the most value from this program. It's about each other and putting yourself out there and developing new relationships, even at a one-on-one, you know, at the one-on-one level, which I think is the hardest for us. And so I want people to realize, I think, and connect the dots between the fear and the disease and the program, because other 12 steps, they just cling to it, you know? And if you read all of our material, sponsor and a higher power. One of the other things that I read in the, that when I was studying a little bit before this call was, you're not a, our higher power needs to work through someone, right? Very little of us, I've never had, you know, my higher power speak directly to me in English, right? I mean, yes, we have little, we may feel we have messaging that comes our way and such, right? But if me and Wendy have worked this relationship, my higher power knows this, my higher power can use Wendy as my messenger. When things are all over, not saying that they can't use anybody. I mean, I think my higher power is so powerful it can do and use anyone. But think about it. It would be, I think, our higher power can only do so much. And the people that we work with have to be open to it, right, and stuff. So I feel like I'm helping my higher power make it easier for him when I get a relationship with one-on-one, because it's something that, it's easier for her even to get the message, to give me the message. I don't know if that made sense, but I do have to wrap up. I hope that, you know, everything that we do at this level, you know, this level of organization is wonderful. Meetings, parties, I love the parties because I think, you know, the association is valuable, and that's how we get, you know, to know people and trust people. I love the conference and the retreats. I mean, we this group and as a whole, your website and reach out outreach is awesome. The outreach has been wonderful. If we could just, I think, and light a fire in one-on-one sponsorship, we could really make a positive impact. Thank you for letting me share.
Yumi, thank you so much. A very powerful message and overview of sponsorship. Does anybody have any questions for Yumi?
That was great, Yumi. Thanks for sharing.
Yes, thank you, Yumi.
You're okay. Welcome. And for those of you that have heard me before, was it at least a little different? I think it was. I actually did homework, you know.
It was helpful to me because I always knew your perspective, but this kind of gave the rationale behind the perspective, and that's very helpful.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was trying to really do something to where it didn't seem like it's just Yumi, you know, tooting her horn, so to speak. So thank you guys. And.